Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse Duplantis.
And I'm Kathy Duplantis.
Thank you for tuning in to Boardroom Chat number 225.
Look at you, counting
it up. I stole your thing.
That's okay. And then, you know, it gets better every time.
Oh, the Lord's been so good.
We get so many great testimonies of people that are being blessed through this chat, picking up so many new people that didn't really know about us before, even though we've been out there quite some time.
Well, you know, we reach people, we change lives one soul at a time. And the Boardroom Chat was just a thought from God that we decided to exercise it.
Yeah.
And 225 Boardroom Chats
episodes,
later, we're still here.
You want to call
Praise
it?
The
yes,
Lord.
Still here.
So read
still
me a good
strong.
Testimony.
I love this one because it's from, it's been translated from Spanish. Which
Espanol.
Just, yes. It's from Larry. Do you speak a little bit of Spanish, don't you?
Como esta?
What's that mean?
I have no idea. How are you feeling? Hello.
Hello. Hello, Larry. This says, "Beloved, my beloved brethren." Sound like something from the Bible.
Yeah, sound like the King James Version there, Larry.
My beloved brethren. My beloved Larry. Okay, but my beloved brethren, I have only been seeing and hearing you for a few days. So this is a brand new viewer.
Hey, amen.
It says, I feel great growth and edification. I am from Venezuela. I have proposed to continue learning from you through this powerful ministry until I become a partner as well. I don't currently have a job, but already our God and good Heavenly Father is helping me with that. I pray that the care and protection of the Lord will never depart from you, my beloved, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't you
That's
love that?
Nice. Well, Larry, the Lord going to give you a job.
Amen.
That is my theme, Kathy.
Yeah.
Give God a job. So God's going to give you a job. You're going to give God a job, and y'all going to be a bunch of job people. Praise God. What
be
a
working.
Blessing. That's it, working.
Doing good
the Lord
stuff.
Believe in work. He really does.
Oh, yes.
It's just such a blessing of the Lord. You got another one? Go ahead.
Actually, and this next one is also translated from Spanish.
Espanol.
From Maribel.
You got to say it in Espanol.
Oh, well. I'm not the Spanish
okay,
person.
Okay, that's right, that's right.
I speak a little French.
A little French.
But no Spanish.
Okay, go ahead.
But someone translated this for me, so I'll know what you said, Maribel. It says, greetings, Pastor.
What's her name?
Maribel.
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 Is she Hispanic? Well, I never heard of a Hispanic person named Maribel.
Well, now you just did.
No, I just did. Hallelujah. I'm learning.
Yeah, you are.
Go ahead.
It says, greetings, Pastor. My name is Maribel, and I've been a member of your ministry for several months now. I've been blessed with the Word of God through your videos. Thank you for your pleasant teachings that have improved my life spiritually, physically, and financially. I declare that prosperity will come into my life and the money will come a hundredfold. I believe indeed. In the Word, the Word of my God. Amen.
I tell you what, hundredfold is where it's at, Maribel. There are a lot of Christian people don't believe that. That's why they struggle so much. You get that, my God, that hundredfold, you get more than enough.
Yeah, but
that's spiritual, physical, and financial.
And why wouldn't someone believe in it? It's the word of Jesus
know.
In Mark chapter 4 and in Mark chapter 10.
Because
also in the book of Genesis talks about it.
Let me tell you why they don't believe it. They have accepted poverty as some blessing. You don't have to be saved to know poverty is not a blessing. Poverty is a curse.
It is a curse.
But prosperity is a blessing.
It is.
Hallelujah.
It's God's will.
Read
as
another
well.
One, Mama.
Bridget says, Jesse, no one has ever been able to reach me with the gospel like you do. I listen to you every day, and I will never lose interest in how you deliver the gospel. God knew I needed someone like you, and after listening to you the last 30 years, I still enjoy and look forward to hearing you. Glory to God for his anointed preachers.
Her name is Bridget.
Bridget.
Thank you, Bridget. That's one of the finest compliments I've ever gotten in my life. I appreciate that. You know, we love the gospel. And, you know, and I live the gospel and preach the gospel. It's just wonderful. It's just such a blessing.
It's great to know that people continue after 30 years.
30 years. Hallelujah. You started following me when I was 6.
No. You've been preaching for 48
years. 48 years.
And I've enjoyed it. She came after 18 years of you preaching.
What's that up?
You had been preaching for 18 years when she started watching.
Yeah.
So you were already pretty seasoned by that time.
I like
a lot of spice.
A lot of spice. Hallelujah. Give me another one.
Michelle says, I love, love, love watching and worshiping with you, Mr. Jesse and your beloved Mrs. Kathy. I'm a new viewer after hearing of you and watching you preach on that Sunday at Church International, where I'm a partner of the Bullocks from afar in North Carolina.
I love the Bullocks. Mm-hmm. I just love Robin and Robin.
Well, this is where Michelle first heard about you.
Yes.
Testimony goes on to say, or comment, says, I was blessed and encouraged while I learned. You and Mrs. Kathy can flat out preach the word and bring a wonderful message while having fun. Thanks for all you're doing for the kingdom of God.
Well, thank you. You know, the Bullocks, when you heard me there, Michelle, they didn't know I was coming. I just decided to go because I had a Sunday off And I said, you know what? I'm going down there.
You felt led by God.
I felt led by God to do it. And I love Robin and Robin Bullock and Prophet of God and some of the best musicians you ever seen in your life. I just had a marvelous time.
And then you're going there for their conference next year.
Yeah, next year I'm going for that conference. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a blessing.
Great. And this one is from Jay, says, proud e-member of Covenant Church and JDM and believing to be an in-person member one day.
Amen.
We're going to believe with you,
Jay. The e-members. Yeah, how many people?
Yeah, we've just started.
Thank you. What a blessing of the Lord.
Presenting that to people, let them know. Because there's a lot of people that aren't near a church that they can attend.
That's right.
And be a part of, and we love all our e-members.
Amen.
This is from Sheila. It says, I'm wholly devoted and relying on the Word of God to perform in all areas of my life. The Vision Conference, she meant Visionary Conference 2024, has impacted my life. God has imparted much to me, and I will never be the same. All glory goes to the Lord, who is so good and so gracious to me. I had to speak that out.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, you do.
I'll tell you what, the Visionary Conference is phenomenal. Can they get that on a CD or DVD?
Yeah, it's available to purchase, but they can also watch it on our app. We have it. Yeah. It's all out there. I think it's on our platforms.
You walk away from the Visionary Conference, you feel like you can walk on water, because you know what? You can.
You can. That's right.
That's God's word. It's amazing
it
will do.
It's a faith walk. Amen.
Hallelujah. What else you got?
I have one last one today. This is from Teresa. It says, this ministry has blessed me and my family for years and years. I love Jesse's approach and his love for Jesus. He overflows with joy. God bless him and Kathy. Laughter is a medicine.
It truly is. I tell you what, I tried sad. I didn't like it. it don't feel too good to be sad, sick, depressed, and discouraged. But I like being blessed in the city, blessed in the field, the joy of the Lord, the strength of God. I mean, my God.
I knew what we need. The joy is a strengthening force. And when you yield to that, the joy is available. You don't have to be sad and depressed.
No.
Can be joyful.
You know, we've been married 54 years.
Yes.
And you know, some people have been married 54 years, they look bad. I mean, they're sad. Lord Jesus. But not us.
No.
No, we just enjoy ourselves and enjoy the presence of God. And we're together about 99% of the time, you know.
Yeah.
And it's just such a blessing of the Lord. You know what I want to talk about today? People come up to me sometime, and if I have a suit on, I've had some people say, are you a doctor? Because of the white hair, you know. Got a nice suit on. Are you a lawyer? And I say, no. What do you do? What's your job?
You look like a professional person, I guess.
Well, I am a professional.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, and I said, I am a minister of the gospel. I'm a preacher. Oh, a preacher. Mm-hmm. Yes. What do you preach? Ah, the good news. You need to watch. Go back and listen to my little Faith to Facts. I dealt with good news. I want to talk about that today. I want to talk about my job. People ask me all the time, when are you going to retire? You know, with all these different things. Well, let me show you where I can't find the word retire in this passage of Scripture. Nothing wrong with slowing down. Nothing wrong with retiring. But that's just not in my DNA. And this is the Lord Jesus Christ talking in Mark chapter 16. And it says this in verse 15. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world. Now, why you go all over the world? Why do you need a jet? Because you can't drive a bicycle over the Pacific Ocean. You can't ride a car over the Pacific Ocean. And most commercial places can't get me where I want to go when I need to go. That's the reason for a jet. Jesse and the Jets. So I just thought I'd let you. Now, you remember that. He says, go in the world, preach the gospel to every creature. The word gospel means good news. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, that's Jesus' name, Kathy,
right,
shall they cast out devils. You know what? I've done that.
Yes.
They shall speak with new tongues. I've done that. They shall take up serpents. I've done that. And if they drink any deadly thing, I've done that. It shall not hurt them. And they shall lay hands on the sick. I have done that. And they shall recover. Now look with verse 19. So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth, and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen, which means so be it. So the reason why I'm preaching at my age, at 75 at the time that you're watching this, and I feel good, you know, I go all over the world because he told me to go to the world. He didn't say stop.
Right.
He didn't say, well, now, Jesse, you're getting a little old. You might as well, go play golf somewhere. And nothing wrong with golf. I don't have a problem with that. I very seldom ever take vacations. Why? Because it's so vitally important to bring good news to people. There's so much bad news out there. But Jesus will bless you in the city, in the field, going in and going out. That's my job. Mm-hmm. See, so I don't have time to get discouraged when people persecute me. They can say what they want about me all day long. I'm talking about the church world. I can understand the secular world because they don't know the Lord, but the church world, they think they know something. Most of them don't know diddly squat about anything. They don't have what I call responsible spirits. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they may be born again. They're truly His, but they're not wholly His. Mm-hmm. They don't understand that you don't have time for sad sickness and disappointment, discouragement. Even those things happen in life. So what? Whose report shall you believe? This one right here. I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. So that's my job, is to preach the gospel everywhere.
Yeah, you know, even when Jesus walked the earth, the religious crowd of that day would tell him things basically like, who do you think you are?
Yeah.
They didn't really want to receive His message. So you can't be influenced by the people around you when you feel led to share something about the gospel or to live the gospel. Mm. You should only be influenced by God Himself.
Well, you see, I don't get influence. I influence.
You're an influencer.
Yeah.
You know, there's such a term, you know.
That's a right word?
You may not be aware of it.
But I am now.
There's an influencer. It's a whole new terminology when social media came out. It's so prevalent in our society. And they actually... You know, when people say, oh, they're a spokesman, they're an influencer.
Well, you see in Mark
chapter... They do nothing else but comment on what other people are doing,
They're
an influencer. Well, I think it's hilarious.
You know, in this Mark chapter 16, He tells me where to go into the world. He tells me what to say to preach the gospel.
Yeah.
He tells me what to do, lay hands on the sick, cast out devils. And He says, and I will go with you. You won't be by yourself. And I'll confirm everything you say with signs following.
Yes.
Now, my God, that's as good as it gets.
So you see an influencer because of who's in you.
Well, you like that influence that's on you.
That.
Preach that a little bit, Mama. Go ahead.
But you're an influencer. Sometimes they're an influencer because they've read something and they like it, or if it's a product or something and they review it, and they become known as an influencer. Well, we need to become as an influencer for the gospel.
Amen.
Because what we've read has so transformed our life, who we know has so transformed our life, that we can't help but share it. And that's what we're called to do, to go into all the world. In fact, the Passion Translation of Mark chapter 16, verse 15 says, and He said to them, as you go into all the world, preach openly the wonderful news of the gospel to the entire human race.
Well,
so
see,
we're not limited to just one language. Mm-mm. That's why we do this in Spanish as well as English. And I know it's shared in other places as well. We're not limited to one platform. We're not limited to print. We're not limited to broadcast TV. We go on every available voice, spreading the gospel. We go in person or on TV. There's no limit to where we will go, where God tells us to go, and use every tool that He gives to us.
Yeah, we don't have preaching limits.
We like to influence.
That's right. You see, so it's so wonderful. And when you get so busy doing what God says, you don't have time to think about sad, sickness, depression, discouragement, or despondence, because you got a job to do.
Right.
And that job is, and that, I love my theme this year, give God a job. So I give God a job. He gives me a job, and we're not jobless. You see what I'm saying? We just go do what God tells us to do.
You got a good job report.
Oh, yeah. Now, you see, people say, how do you know what to preach? Well, He told me what to preach.
Yeah.
The good news. Well, how do you know? How do you know when you move in the gifts of the Spirit to do that? But He said, lay hands on the sick. And He said, you know, give this and give that. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, this is so easy that you need a good theologian to help you misunderstand the Word of God. Some of these Pharisees and Sadducees, oh, they're very highly educated. They're homiletical, hermeneutical, philosophical, theological. Hey, I mean, you know, I got 3 degrees myself. That's not the issue, but that don't mean nothing in God's eyes. What it means is obedience. Go do what I told you to do. You know, that ought to sound very familiar to you, because if you got children, you tell them to go do what I told you to do. And a lot of times they don't. You still love them. That's not the issue. So, you know, when God says, go to Australia, you know how much money it costs to go to Australia? Why does it cost money to travel all over the world? Do you want to know why? Because Satan is controlling money in a lot of places, because Adam turned that planet over to him. But Jesus got it back for us. And yet the church will not accept it. He said, if you'll sow seed, I'll bless you 30, 60, 100-fold. They want to put a limit on that. Mm-hmm. And why would you put a limit on that? Well, I don't want you to get greedy. Well, maybe you get greedy, but I don't get greedy. Well, look at that house you have. What's wrong with that? He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. Well, my God, you live in a great, big, beautiful home. Well, I'm just being biblical. He said, His will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Yeah, you want to argue? You're going to lose. You see what I'm saying? I'm just doing what he says. And I tell people this, if I can have this, you can have it. Why would God give me something and not give you something? That would make him a respectable person, wouldn't it? That's just common sense. It don't make no difference what country you're in. People like from Venezuela, like Larry and all that kind of stuff, he's looking, God's going to help him get a job. He's already wanting to be a partner. Now, that's amazing to me. It's a blessing. You know, and when you partner with this mission, when you give financial, none of it goes to me and Kathy. We're taken care of. You understand? We give us. We do what you should be doing. We give to this ministry. It's a blessing of God. Why? Because God supplies, not some need, all I need. Well, let me make some preacher mad. Not only does he supply my need, he gives me the desires of my heart. Oh, you want something better than that? He also gives me my wants. That's all in the scripture. You know why I get that? Because you think I got more faith than you? No, it's because I just believe what he says. I'm going to read it again. And he says, go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth, I'm going to just stop right there. Believe in baptism, believe. And now I got past believing years ago, and I started knowing. I saw that in the epistles of the Apostle Paul. Mm-hmm. For I know. And when you know something, boy, you're strong in it. For I know in whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded. Mm-hmm. I don't hide anything. You know, I mean, my God, I mean, people always trying to connect me to a scandal. And I don't. I just tell people, you know, what God has done. I love giving God glory spiritually, physically, and financially. One man said he talks about gold a lot. You know why? Because heaven's full of it, man. My God, nothing wrong with gold, my Lord. You know, why can't we say the things that God says when he said, be ye therefore imitators of dear imitators of God as dear children. That's Ephesians 5, verse 1.
Yeah, and Abraham was very rich in silver, cattle, and in gold,
yeah,
the scriptures say.
I didn't mind that.
Yeah, we didn't mind God. God wrote that in the Bible for us to read.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a problem with that. You know, you don't think he left an inheritance?
I think he was an influencer.
Yeah, he was an influencer. And Isaac got one. Isaac was very, very wealthy. You ready for this? When Esau and Jacob had their problem, Jacob had to work for everything he ever got because he cheat. But yet there was something in his heart toward God. Esau, he actually inherited a lot of what Isaac had. And he was a very strong, strong person. But Jacob had to work for everything. He had to leave town, go work for Laban, doing everything he could. And yet God blessed him. You see what I'm saying? God is just looking to bless people. That's good news.
Good news.
And so when people say healing not for today, let me ask this question. Why are there sick people? If healing is not for today, why do you go to a hospital when you're sick? Try to get a doctor to give you some medicine to heal this. Wait a minute. Healing's for today. But the difference is, when you go to that hospital, a doctor, you better have some insurance and some money. When you go to God, he just freely gives you and blesses you.
That's a good God.
Do you see that? I mean, can you understand that? That's the news that I'm sending all over the world. And I go bring it. And I bring it and I come back with it. We're constantly preaching all the time somewhere. Because he said, go into the world, preach the gospel to every creature. I haven't done that yet.
And that's a command. It's
but
not
that's
a request.
Command.
It's not a request.
Yeah, you know, in our social media from January 2020 to the end, I believe, of June 2024, over 72 million people, 300 and something, have contacted us in one way, shape, or form. Why? Well, but there's 8 billion people on the planet. Mm. My job, you ready for this, is to preach to 8 billion because they are every creature.
And that's to everybody, not just
the
preachers. That's to every believer.
Amen. And non-believer.
He says, go into all the world. Everybody has to have a part in that.
That's correct.
Because you're going to reach people that we will never reach.
That's right.
Sometimes you're going to reach them because you're going to share this posting.
Well,
and sometimes you're going to speak in person to people.
Well, look at it. Our good friend, we have I'll just say his first name, Greg. He came down with cancer of the throat. This was years and years ago, 12, 15 years ago.
Yeah.
And the doctor said he wouldn't make it. You know, so I tell you what, I went and laid hands on him, prayed with him. And I said, now, Greg, do you want to live? Do you want to die? He said, I want to live. I said, well, Bible said death and life's in the power of the tongue. They that love us shall eat the fruit thereof. I wasn't trying to raise his hopes up. I was raising his faith. Hope's good, but faith gets something better. Faith will get things done. So watch that. We prayed for him. The Lord blessed, healed his body. It'd been 12
Amen.
Or 15 years ago.
Amen.
Now watch this. The doctors that took that cancer out, and they said that he wouldn't make it, but he did. They invited him to go speak to a doctor's conference. They wouldn't invite me, even though I am a doctor of divinity. So doctors ought to be able to talk to doctors, don't you think, whether you're medical or divinity? No, but you see what? To hear Greg's testimony, he's part of this, go in the world and preach the gospel. And he gave them good news. Now, isn't that wonderful? Why would anybody criticize that? When Jesus said, by your stripes, I'm healed. See, you can't separate healing from salvation because both of it's on a cross. But you've never went to the back of the cross. You've only seen the front of Christ. You go to the back, you see that his back is bleeding. Skin's ripped off by the cat of nine tails. Bone showing, muscle tore. Do you see that? By his stripes, you were healed. That means cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, crippling arthritis, infectious disorder of any kind.
Anything you would name.
It's there. Mm-hmm. See, that's good news to someone that's real sick.
Yes.
So, you know, say what you want about me and my plane, or say what you want about us being blessed in the city. I'm going to go bless some people spiritually, physically, and financially. Mm-hmm. And why not? Now, you know, I don't let people abuse me. I don't let people take advantage of me. I don't do that to God, and he certainly doesn't do it to me. But it's just such a blessing. The other day, I wanted to be a blessing to God. I didn't have to. No, but I said, you know, Kathy, I just want to be a blessing to the Lord. I just want to bless God because he's overwhelmed me and blessed me so much. Now, you think about that. Sometimes I went and buy Kathy something, and Kathy would say, well, Jesse, that's not my birthday or it's not our anniversary. You know, it's not that. I said, it doesn't make any difference. Just wanted to bless you today. And she'll do the same thing to me. You see what I'm saying? And when these people write these testimonies that Kathy read to you earlier, that's blessing us. That's God. See, that's that gospel going out. Go ahead, jump in here anytime you want, Kathy.
No, I'm good. I'm
you know, so
and
when you understand this great commission, so I don't hear the word retire now. Did you hear me say retire?
No.
Did you hear God? Nothing wrong with retire. Don't misunderstand me. No, you see, and I'll give you, I had a friend of mine. He's 98 years old. And they put him in an old folks home. He was a preacher. You know what he's become? He's become the preacher of the home. He does a service for them every day. It's just such a blessing. This stuff is ever increasing.
Yeah.
And you know what? People love it. We also send people that work for us. Ron, I believe Ron Fortune goes over to the old folks home and ministers to them. And they look forward to it.
They call it the assisted living because not everybody there is old.
Right.
But they need help.
So I mean, why
once
not?
Once a week.
It's good news. Mm-hmm. It's good news. And when I tell people to give, they go, why are you telling them that? So they can get 30, 60, and 100 fold. Wouldn't you rather give a seed away and get a harvest? Come on. That's what it's all about. Mm-hmm. Help us preach this gospel today. Mm-hmm. I ask you to do that from the bottom of my heart. I ask you not to give me a thing. You could if you want, but you don't have to. I want you to give the God's work so we can bring some more good news to people. If you'd like to do that, you can go to jdm.org. That's our website, and you can donate something if you want. You can use PayPal if you like. You can text to give a one-time donation or a recurring one. Or you can use the JDM apps and select the giving you want. Or you can mail in an old-fashioned check, whatever. 100%, I'm so proud to say that, 100% of what you give goes in the world evangelism.
That's right.
It is just such a blessing of the Lord.
Yeah, and just recently, you know, at a Sunday service at the church, you know, you weren't planned, scheduled to preach that day, but you did, and there was this woman that showed up at church. I think she came from St. Louis, Missouri.
St. Louis, Missouri.
And so I met with her after service. She says, I'd love to meet Jesse. So I said, let me check to see if he's available, and you were. We got to meet her. I really loved hearing her testimony because she had said that she was healed of cancer. And it was because she had heard the word and she had faith in her heart to believe for herself. So she wanted us to agree with her for faith, in faith for someone else she
right.
knew that
she
really didn't know the word
good.
The same way. Yeah.
She said, it was one of my greatest desires to meet you and come to this church. And she did.
And she did.
All you that are watching all over the world, we ain't got no money to go. Well, God does. He said, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Can I quote that scripture to you? St. John 14, verses 12, 13, 14. I mean, why don't you read it, Kathy? Go ahead. I can quote it.
What?
St. John 14, verses 12, 13, and 14. I mean, I can quote it, but I want Kathy to read it because it wasn't my idea. I didn't write it.
John 12.
God did. St. John 14, verses 12,
13. I thought you said 13.
Verses 12, 13, and 14.
12, 13. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also.
Amen.
And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son.
Here it comes.
If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it.
That's the tsunami right there. That's the
I felt
tsunami.
It swelling. I felt the whole ocean moving.
See, yeah. That's not my idea. I didn't say that. I just repeated it.
Yeah.
Now, you see, I go back to Mark 16, and I say, you know, God, I just love giving good news. Well, let me show you what he did. I went over to Luke chapter 4, and, you know, and it's so wonderful, and it's just such a blessing of the Lord when you understand this. Luke chapter 4, verse 18, God says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. This is Jesus talking. Because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel, good news to the poor, sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, recovering sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's just everywhere. You go to Isaiah 61. I use that in my Faith to Facts just this week. My God, man, this is such great news.
And then you go to Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. You know, that just shows that when Jesus gave us the Great Commission, which we began with in Mark chapter 16,
good news.
He intended for us to go out and bring the gospel, but we wouldn't go out alone. He would go with us.
Amen.
In fact, verse 20 was how the chapter ends, talks about how he went with them, confirming the word with signs following. And I want to read a note, if you don't mind, from Mark chapter 16, verse 20. In the Strong's Bible, it says the definition of that word confirming, it says to make firm, established, secure, corroborate, guarantee. It says the miracles that accompanied the disciples' preaching confirmed to the people that the messengers were telling the truth, that God was backing up their message with supernatural phenomena.
Can I put my name in there?
And that
I'm going to say Jesse was telling the truth.
And
messenger.
Kathy, and you, when we spread the gospel, God goes with us. He's the one who confirms the sign. We go forth in the power, how God anointed Jesus with the Holy Spirit. I just read that scripture from Acts. This same anointing that was on Jesus is on his body. Those who believe it and act on it, we have a right to expect him to confirm the word with signs following. And then Dakes goes on to say that God was backing up their message with supernatural phenomenon, and that a new dispensation, the age of grace, had entered into the world. We are still in, you know, the time when Jesus left the earth and before he comes back to the earth for the rapture of the church, that's called the last days. We're all living in this last days period. It's this long period of time, but this is the period where the Holy Spirit is working with the church, empowering believers to go out, proclaim the message so people can hear the good news, their eyes can be opened to the truth, and their lives can be changed. And we can believe God for supernatural healing, divine deliverance, supernatural prosperity, needs met. We're able to do what God's called us to do, to proclaim the gospel or help someone. And so this is the good news. That's why it's good news you can use.
That's it. Good news you can use. Got a word of God. Well, you see, that's our job.
Yes.
Our job is to minister to you.
God gave us a job.
Yes, he gave us the job.
And every day
and
we
give him a job.
When we believe, this gives God a job to move in the earth, do what needs to be done.
And then, Lord, when I start preaching, I see somebody sick, I say, God, I'm going to give you a job. You got to heal this
person.
That's
right. That's
and we just do this. Do you understand what I'm saying here? This is so wonderful, you know. And when, you know, I asked the Lord today, I was running a little late and because I had to get my hair cut and all that kind of stuff. And to make a long story short, you know, I said, oh, God, what? He goes, Mark 16. Oh, he said, that's your job.
Yes.
And I thought, yeah. Well, what a job, huh?
Yeah, and there's no retirement plan in that job.
No.
That's
no.
For every moment that you're on the earth, you have a responsibility to share the good news that changed your life.
Oh,
it's too good to keep to yourself. This is why we do the chats, why we do everything we do. We do at the ministry, whether it's traveling or having services or conferences here at the church, or anything that we share on social media. It's because we want this good news to get out to everywhere, go out into the highways and the byways that Jesus told us.
See, it's Kathy's job to preach the gospel. But there's some preachers say she should be silent. you don't lose your ever-loving mind. The commission comes from God, not for some. I know what the Bible said, women should be silent in the church. So
well, that's
if you believe
one
all
verse.
That, whoa, let me fish this. I'm going to look at this preacher in the face. Well, if you believe that, then don't tell them women not to sing. A woman shouldn't say one word, nothing, zero. On the word, nothing, zero. See how stupid
that is.
Well, they
can't even be greeters in the foyer.
No,
that's
no,
it.
No.
That's part
no,
of the church.
Silent.
Part of the church.
Silent.
Can't even say, check my child in the children's
no,
ministry.
No, can't do that.
Gotta be silent. Gotta use sign language.
Yeah, I'm not making it extreme.
It's ridiculous.
God chooses who he wants to speak this
gospel. Well, in the book
gospel.
Of Joel, it talks about how God's going to pour out his spirit and his sons and his daughters will prophesy.
What does prophesy mean?
Prophesy means preach.
Come on, girl.
And then Peter quoted that verse on the day of Pentecost. And so this was, and in that 120 that were in that upper room, there were men, there were brothers and sisters.
That's
there
right,
were men
brother.
And women there. And they proclaimed the gospel there so much that those that were in the streets that day heard the gospel. And I think it was 5,000 people got saved that
yeah.
day. Peter, of course, led the message, but they were all proclaiming
sure.
the gospel as they were led by the Holy Spirit.
Let me tell you something, man. God uses who he wants to use.
Sure.
And it's just that simple. And sometimes we misinterpret what God is saying because of the male species or the female species. What, no, I want to hear the word of God. I don't care if it comes from a woman or a man. Just tell me what thus saith the Lord says. And that to me, that just works perfect. So you got something to say to me?
You're doing a good job.
Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's it.
You so, keep preaching, and I'll keep preaching, and you keep preaching. You keep spreading.
Amen.
But preaching is proclaiming the good news,
yeah.
right?
Here's it. You want some good news? Luke 6:38 is one of the best about finances. You want to hear, give. That's the only word that's for you. And
right.
then God takes over the whole verse. And it shall be given unto you good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Shall men give unto your bosom, for with the same measure you meet withal, it shall be measured to you. That's good. That's good. Think about that. Like, there's so much. And I just preached the verse to you. Give. And it shall be given to you good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. That's the overflow. Good
yeah,
Lord.
I got a great testimony.
Go ahead.
Just take a moment for this. I got this morning. It's from one of our church members. In fact, it's one that's that you know well.
Okay.
I'm just going to save her name, but she says, I tried to get to you yesterday, but you were, this was at church. She had said you were occupied and I'm sensitive to your time. So here's my financial money. Financial money.
Money?
Financial money.
Or somebody gave something yesterday?
Listen to this. It says, I had a $25,000 plus loan that I was making payments on, and I was believing to pay it off this year. And as I was making payments, deep in my heart, the words, give God a job, came so strongly that I stopped believing to pay it off early, but for it to be completely forgiven. Now, that's different.
That's totally different.
And so she says, I know that was the Holy Spirit nudging me, and I took the faith challenge. A week ago, I was taking the mail out of the mailbox and going through it when I saw what looked like a check. So I opened it, and it was a check for the money that I had paid into the loan with a note on it at the bottom that said, refund for loan forgiveness. Hallelujah. she says, God, Adonai worked fast on that job. Thank you, and Brother Jesse, for always sharing the deep spiritual revelation that you both get from God's realm and unselfishly giving it to the hearers.
Well, let me tell
Isn't
you.
Isn't that beautiful?
See, the anointing, and this will make people mad, but the anointing of increase is on me. And I don't count, it's really
You
honest.
Have to share what God gives you, and
yeah.
that's what you do. And this
yeah.
is the theme for the year, but we're hearing testimony after testimony by people that said, I gave God a job. You know, really, it's a prayer point. It's something that you sought God about, you're believing him for, but it's just a new way to phrase it that really has caught people's attention.
Ooh,
we have it on our mugs right here. We call yeah. it a mug, but it's a third.
Give God a
tumbler. We call it a tumbler. And
yeah.
It keeps reminding you.
I almost want to keep this one for next year and the year after and all that, because it's such a great, is there anything too hard for the Lord? But, you know, God does other things, you know.
Yes, he does.
And that's fine. So we'll just go on. I want to thank all our partners as we close today. How wonderful you are in blessing this ministry with your faithful financial support. We take that support and we bring spiritual nutrition to people who are starving in the gospel. That's when I say starving, I mean
spiritually.
They go to church and they're not getting anything whatsoever at all.
Malnourished.
But not only do we do that, and you know, my own board of directors says you ought to tell people what you do, how you bless people, you know, in missions. I help people, I protect people's dignity. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, sometimes everybody needs some help once in a while, sometimes, somewhere, somehow. You know what I'm saying? So I just like to do that, you know, in a private manner, and God just does things. But your faithful financial support to me is not finance, even though it physically is. It's people. It's reaching people and changing lives one soul at a time. That's Mark 16, going in the world. Well,
yes.
As long as I live, I'm going to go in the world and speak this gospel in every which way, shape, and form. And who knows, Jesus may come in my lifetime. And then you know what I'm going to say? Where are you going to send me? I got to talk about you because he's so big and so gracious. Thank you, partners. And if you'd like to give today and you're not a partner, would you please become one? Watch this anointing of increase come on you. Go to jdm.org. That's the website. You can give that way if you want. The amount's up to you. Let me say this. If you don't want to give, don't.
Yeah,
I'm not going to be mad. Still watch the programs. You're looking at a totally different kind of a preacher here. See what I'm saying? I mean, I just know God supplies more than I can possibly ask a thing. He supplies it all. You can use PayPal if you want to use that financial thing. You can text to give a one-time donation or a recurring one if you want. You can go to the JDM apps and select the giving you want, or you can mail in a check, and 100% of it will go into world evangelism. You know why? To preach this gospel to every creature. This is Jesse and Kathy saying, thank you for supporting us today. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.